Boys and girls, just for a moment or two, I was thinking about something that a senior policeman said during the week. He was interviewed, I don't know whether you saw it or not, but he was interviewed on the television over in England about young people and the things they were doing and all the chaos and havoc they were causing the police and other members of the public and society. And I was thinking about that, and as I listened to him talk about what they should do with these young people and what they should do with their parents, there was a little verse came to my mind that I thought I would leave with you today. Now, it's found in 1 Corinthians 15. You needn't look it up. I'll read it out to you. It's found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, and I'm going to read it to you from two translations. The first says this: "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good morals." Then I thought, well, that's bound to be able to be explained a little bit simpler than that. So here's another translation that says this: "Do not be misled. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character." And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking of the number of young people that I've met over the years in the course of Christian ministry. Young people who fell into the wrong kind of company and who found themselves going astray and involved in things that they never, ever thought they would get involved in. Young men in prison today, some released but some still in prison, who became involved with paramilitaries. And they were led astray and they got deeply involved, and they've wasted so many years in their lives, all because they were involved in the wrong kind of company. They were led astray by someone, led astray by a group, forced into something that they didn't want to do, and unfortunately they have paid the price and have wasted many years of their lives. I've been to visit some young people who have ruined their lives with drugs and alcohol, all because they fell in with the wrong kind of company and they were led astray. And as a result of being led astray, some mums and dads are sitting at home heartbroken about some of these children and what they've got themselves into because of bad company. And I could go on and relate many individual stories and many pictures like that. But boys and girls, it brings me back to this verse in the Bible again. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Just after I became a Christian, there was an elderly lady in the Cookstown Church, and she came alongside me just a couple of Sundays after I'd got saved, and she put her arm around me. She's now in the glory, but she put her arm around me and she said to me, "John, son, always watch your company. Always watch your company." And I thought about that. And today there are many boys and girls who keep bad company. They're Christians, but they keep bad company. They're running with the wrong kind of people. They're associating with the wrong kind of groups. And they're being misled, and they're not as bright today as they used to be, spiritually speaking. There are young teenagers today. And there are young people in their 20s and older, and some older people too, who used to be very bright for the Lord, and today they're not as bright as they used to be because they've been led astray by bad company. Oh, they started out with good intentions. They always believed that they could be a witness for Jesus Christ everywhere and anywhere, so they started to go to places where their unsaved friends were going, thinking that they would win their unsaved friends to Christ, when in reality their unsaved friends led them astray. Bad company corrupts good character. A little boy was sent home from school one day. He had been misbehaving. And as a result of that, he had been brought into the headmaster's office, and many of us have had that experience. It's not pleasant. But this little boy was brought in, and having been interrogated by the headmaster, it was decided that he wouldn't be expelled on this occasion, but he would simply be suspended for a couple of weeks. The hard thing was that he had to go home and tell his dad that he had been suspended for 2 weeks, and furthermore, he had to go home with a big envelope, and inside there was a letter from the headmaster telling his father what he had done wrong. Well, the little boy went home with the letter, and he came to the house, and his dad was there, and the father said, "What are you doing home from school so early?" And he reached over the envelope and he said, "Well, Dad, that should explain it." So Dad opened the letter, and there was this heading from the school, a letter that was signed by the headmaster saying that the boy had been suspended for 2 weeks from school for things that he had done. And the father knew that this was totally out of character for his son, but he set him down and he said to him, "Look, do you realize that bad company ruins good character?" He just simply used a verse from the Bible to explain to the little boy the danger of running with the wrong kind of people. Not suggesting it was all their fault, but realizing that this was out of character with this young boy. But the young boy couldn't understand this, so what the father did was he sent him into the kitchen and he came out with this big bowl of fruit. And the father sat down with the son and he reached into the bowl and he lifted out three lovely, shiny apples. And he took another apple out that really wasn't fit for eating, that should have been discarded because it was black and blue. Well, not blue, but you know what I mean. It wasn't good. And so he took the three good apples and he took the bad apple and he put them inside a little box. And he said to his son, "I want you to go and take that and set it into the cupboard." And he said, "Don't touch it. Go back again in 3 or 4 days and bring me the box." So the little boy did that. He took the box with the four apples, the three good and the one bad, and he put them into the cupboard. He forgot about it. He was far too busy at home for 2 weeks with nothing to do, only run about and kick football and do all the things that little boys do. But his dad came home one day and said to him, "Well, did you take a look at the box?" The little boy went and he went into the cupboard and he pulled out the box. You know what there were? Four bad apples. Four bad apples. He said, "Son, do you realize what I'm trying to say to you?" He said, "It only takes one bad apple to ruin not just a box, but a whole barrel of apples. And boys and girls and company, it only takes one to ruin the testimony of a whole company." And I thought about that as I listened to that policeman talk about the youth of our day. I thank God this morning for the youth that we have here today, and for the young people and the children that God has given to us. But I'm saying to you this morning, as this world is ever changing, boys and girls, just as a little word of warning from the Word of God, don't you be misled. Don't get into the wrong kind of company, because bad company ruins good character. It's bad enough having a bad letter from the headmaster. I had one too. It's far worse when you find yourself perhaps away for months and years for something that you did that you regret. Not solely your own fault, but because you realize too late that bad company really does corrupt good character. So let's you and I be different. And you as a young Christian be different today and have an impact on this society for good instead of having it for bad.